It's time for TC Titan Football on Q100 106.3. Now let's head to the booth with Tom Devitt and Rich Calkins.
And good evening and welcome to Q100's broadcast of Traverse City West Football. Tonight we come to you live from Thurlby Field where the Titans get ready for another Big North Conference showdown with Alpena, the Wildcats. Hello, I'm Tom Devitt along with my broadcast partner Rich Calkins. And Rich, we talk about how top-heavy the Titans' schedule has been, but tonight they go against their first team with a losing record in Alpena.
Right. The Wildcats are struggling this year, Tom. They're 0-4, and they have never beat the Titans in a football game. In the 24 years that they have played, pretty amazing, Tom, that they have not been able to give at least one victory, but it hasn't taken place. And this is, you know, one of the reasons, too, that we talked about a little bit last week is why now that Central and West are going to be heading down to the Saginaw Valley Conference.
Well, and Alpena is one of those teams will be happy to wave bye-bye to West. Like you mentioned, 0-24 with a possible 0-25. They're 5-19 against Central. But this is a team that's not doing well lately against anybody. They're on a 12-game losing streak. They haven't had a winning season since 2004. So if you're betting, which we don't encourage in high school sports,
no,
you probably bet on West for tonight's game, especially when they may be a little upset after coming off their first loss of the season last week.
Right. That, absolutely right, Tom. I mean, it's they're the pretty much the lone representative over there on the east side of the state, and they've been struggling. That's the bottom line. That's a good-sized school. You know, there's about 1,400 kids in our high school. I mean, they have the numbers, they have that, but they just haven't been able to have the success that they wanted to on the athletic field or on the courts.
You know, we do have a crack staff here and a research staff that actually Alpena back in 1999 did beat West 33-28, but the game was disallowed because of an ineligible player on Alpena's side. Technically they got a win, but it was forfeited because of an ineligible receiver. So 0-24 still stands.
Interesting side note. I did not know that.
That's because my research staff might be a little bit more seasoned.
I like it. Good job, buddy.
My research consists of reading the Alpena News. But, that's what I found out. But either way, let's talk about West. Obviously, a disappointing loss last week to Central, and a score that was very deceiving because it was a ball game right up until late in the third quarter, and then a couple of penalties on a drive, and then, boom, Central just broke it wide open.
Yeah. It was a one-score game at halftime, and then Central went up by two scores in the third quarter to end the third quarter. But, again, West was right there, and then all of a sudden just they blew the doors off of West in that fourth quarter. They gained like 200 yards, total yards, and that held West to 6 yards in that fourth quarter.
But
overall, absolutely, if West could have scored on that first possession when they're knocking on the door inside their 10-yard line or inside the Central 10-yard line, couldn't get any points out of that drive, you're changing the tone, the entire complexion of that ball game, I think.
Absolutely. And really, when you take a step back from the game, I'm sure Coach Vaughn is looking at the big picture. The toughest part of their schedule, first four games, and they went 3-1. The combined record of four teams that they played, was 8-4.
Right.
And they had some tough games with Midland and Cadillac. And so coming out 3-1, it's okay. They're poised for running for the rest of the season and hopefully start with a victory here tonight against Alpena.
Yeah, no question about it. Like you said, definitely top-heavy schedule. We talked about that. Of course, that closing game either will be against either, I believe, Birmingham Brother Rice or Warren D. LaSalle. Both, I think it's the winner of the Detroit of the Catholic League down there. So whoever that ends up being at that time, that'll be an incredible way to end your season. But this is where, you know, West wants to answer this. They disappointed about last week's score, but, hey, they want to regroup, get back on their winning ways here tonight.
All right, why don't we take a break? We'll come back, talk about this matchup, and then we'll also talk about the Saginaw Valley Conference. This has become a big topic of conversation here at Traverse City West. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales. On M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field for the pregame show, where the Traverse City West Titans take on the Alpena Wildcats. It's also the pink game today, Rich, which is raising awareness for breast cancer, as the Titans will come with the green uniforms with the pink numbers. So always a good game. This goes on around northern Michigan and for a great cause.
It is, absolutely. The last, say, 5-10 years now, teams have been doing this. Absolutely great cause, like you said, to all the monies going towards, like you said, cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness, and it's an awesome thing that they do each and every year.
Absolutely. And also, by the way, in just 1 week's time, they've already put up the brand-new scoreboard. It looks huge and awesome.
It does. It is so impressive.
Well, they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take another break, and we'll come back with the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. and go Titans.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft, that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to eatsparksbbq.com to set your party on fire. eatsparksbbq.com.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100,
a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field as we're getting ready for the opening kickoff between Traverse City West Titans and the Alpena Wildcats as the Titans getting ready to punch through that banner, the tackle cancer banner right there on the side of the end zone, the opposite side where the big scoreboard is, and they broke it out today. It showed a video beforehand, had the big American flag during the national anthem, so this is going to be fun for the fans here.
It is, Tom. I mean, that is, they're just kind of using it on a basic note tonight, but I believe in the next week or two, they're going to have the full reign of it, and they're going to open it up and show everybody. They're going to do video replays. They're going to do all kinds of stuff, and what a nice way to have that over there on that east end zone.
During the pink game, and I just want to let you know, if you're thinking of coming down to the game, there are seats available on the Alpena side if you'd like to come down. As we're getting ready for this one, as West, with a record of 3-1, and they have played good teams, real good teams, to open up their schedule. And this is, like I said, the first time they're playing a team with losing records, so we'll see what happens. So we'll talk about some of the stars from the first half of the season so far. And you got to point to Michael Skirmerhorn, who has 7 touchdowns and been a big part of this offense.
Yeah, no question about it. He has been a big deal for sure. You know, and some of the guys that have kind of came out of nowhere, you know what I mean, have been some Aiden Camp, number 27, has done a nice job at the running back position. Remy Schultz, Cody Oaks, those are some guys. Matt Zutendam, number 6, a couple of the guys that have done well as well.
And, of course, Will Gaston, who has been a big part of this offense, and last week a 74-yard touchdown reception, and it was the second longest TD reception in that rivalry's history. And he had 136 yards total, so he has come up big on the receiving end and the defensive end for the Titans. Also, the captains, Kalem Kuchkerkevich, has been big. Kyle McCrum has had a good season, as well as this defense. Up until last week, and even last week for 3 quarters, they played a high-powered Central team pretty tough. This defense has been the hardest team so far.
It has, no question. You got to add also Ben Shillette and Carson Douglas in there as well, Tom. They've done a nice job. Some of the other guys, like you had mentioned, Kyle McCrum, not only is he the starting left guard, he's also the punter as well. Big Danny Rosa, he's had a good game. 88 Jake Morgan as well has had a nice year.
Well, West won the toss. They elected to defer, so they'll be kicking off to the Wildcats. I'll get their roster here in a second. Jason Spolinski will be back, the lone man deep for the Wildcats. Skirmerhorn has done a good job on these kickoffs, man. He can boom that football.
Yeah, he really can. The lefty can really get it down there. He typically gets it down near the goal line each time, Tom.
As they're getting ready here for the opening kickoff on another beautiful Friday night for football. There's the kick. It's going to send the Alpena Wildcat deep. He's going to field it at the one, and he's going to bring it out, and he falls down at the three, and he's down automatically there.
Wow, what a tough way to start your first possession for Alpena inside your own five, Tom. And he actually backed up into his own end zone. I thought the ref would absolutely call it dead at that point, but they – and the. Looks like they are going to bring it out. I didn't see the one ref standing back at the goal line blowing the whistle.
That's a break for Alpena because Smolinski, as he tried to return it, there was nobody really around him, but he slipped and fell and would have been down there, but the official made the call. And so Alpena, a little bit of a break. They're going to start off first and 10 at the 20. They're going to face this Titan defense that has been tough all year long. And their quarterback, Ryan Voltz, the senior, will be in the shotgun. He sends a man in motion to his right. They're going from left to right on the radio dial, right up the middle and nothing doing.
Holy boy. Carson Douglas, big 42, right there to meet him at the point of attack, Tom. Looks like he lost a yard on that first carry.
He was driven back about 5 yards, but they're going to say his forward momentum gave him just a yard loss, so it'll be second and 11.
Michael Skirmerhorn from his linebacker position came up also to help his teammate Douglas in on that tackle.
Not a lot of teams have had luck running against this Titan defense this season, and Alpena starts off with a tough one right there. They're going to go back into the shotgun. This time they're going to have a receiver split to the right and one wide to the left. Two backs in the backfield and a fake handoff. Quarterback rolls out to his right, fires in the flat. And he had a guy at the line of scrimmage crossing, but he had two Titans all over him.
He did. Matt Zutendam absolutely played that perfectly, got his left hand across the receiver's face and knocked the ball out of the air. So it's going to be third and 11 now to pick up this first down for Alpena. Right now, Titan defense coming out strong.
Well, I think they're doing the right thing by rolling their quarterback out to try and escape that pressure, but he was still under fire when he threw that ball, and that didn't have any chance. All right, here we go, third and 11 now. Alpena with their first possession. Straight back to pass and under all kinds of pressure, tries a screen pass, and it's dropped by Smolinski, but that wasn't going anywhere anyways.
No, it wasn't. Once again, Skirmerhorn blitzed from his middle linebacker position and was in the quarterback's face the entire way, hit him as he threw it. It was Volt. And obviously, Alpena's got to go into punt formation.
And this, as we've said all year long, has been a very interesting formation as the Titans already have six block punts and a block field goal, two block field goals, I believe. So we'll see if they bring it up, all the pressure here. It'll be Ryan Voltz, the quarterback, will be back to punt for Alpena. It'll be, I believe it's
Will Gaston.
Gaston back. He's right around midfield. And almost got a piece of it, and the punter got it off. Those short kick bounces around the 42-yard line and takes a roll down to about the 46. I didn't see it. That was 11. I think that was Schultz that almost blocked that one.
Yeah,
It
was inches away, absolutely. That offensive line, they parted like the Red Sea that time and let him come in there. And it's just like, but hey, the Titans start in Wildcat territory on their first possession.
Yep, they're going to mark it at the 47, so the Titans will have it first and 10, like you said. And Brandon Konchak in the shotgun. And he fakes it. He rolls out to his right. Fires. He's got a man open. Gaston. Gaston in the flat. He'll be just short of the first down. He's brought down on a nice open field tackle there by big number 32, Caden Bunick for Alpena.
Will Gaston, just a little bit of a delayed out route there. Tom picks up 9 yards on first down. Could have picked up more, but like you said, he slipped on the turf here at Thurlby Field.
So here we go, second down. And Konchak looking at the sidelines for the signal. He's in the shotgun with Skirmerhorn to his right. Sends Gaston in motion, and he gives to Skirmerhorn. He had the first down and Moore still on his feet across the 35 to the 33-yard line where it will be first and 10. By the way, that's the Fox Motors first down. Oh, we got a flag. By the way, that's a little confusing because the flags are pink here tonight. But
it does. It mixes in with the numbers on the Titans uniforms.
We're looking for the infraction here. It was a first down, but we'll see after the flag where we're going as the Titan players look like they're backing up. Still waiting for the signal.
He's making sure his mic is on here at Thurlby. Personal foul.
Oh, it's against the Titans. That's a big one. I didn't see what happened. JJ, our producer, looked like he was all on top of it. Did you see what? Oh, so two players were going at it after the play. So a 15-yarder is going to send them all the way back to, it looks like, the 48-yard line. So it'll still be in Alpena territory. They get the first down. So it'll be first down that was after the play was over.
Yeah.
So personal foul, extracurriculars, as they say. Konchak now calling out the signals to his linemen. The West fans have showed up in good throw take. Konchak rolling out to his right, firing downfield. He's got a man out there, and it's tipped away at the last second. Boy, that was Mason Mumford on a nice play as he jumped high and batted that one away.
He did. Mumford had a real nice play on that. It looked like that ball was going to get completed to Gaston for a big 20-yard gain. But Mumford, nice job in jumping up and knocking it out of bounds. It's going to be second and long now for the Titans.
You look at the sidelines of these two teams, and I would say West has almost twice as many players suited up as Alpena. Probably more than twice as many. Konchak sends a man in motion, Gaston. Behind him, he pitches to Will. And I don't know if that's Gaston, but he's got a nice move out to the 40. He's out to the 30. That was Will Gaston. He gets pushed out of bounds at the 25. First and 10, Traverse City West, a Fox Motors first down.
Good thing Mumford was there again from his defensive back position for Alpena, Tom, as he pushed Will Gaston out of bounds inside the Wildcat 25-yard line at the 24.
So West has got a first down. This is their first possession of the ball game, and they're driving, a drive which started on their own or on the Alpena 47. Konchak now looking at the signals. He's got Schuler off to his left, Totten to his right. Skirmerhorn blocks for him as Konchak takes the snap and goes straight up the middle, picks up a couple, but a nice play there by the young man from Alpena, Gunnar Spencer, who brought him down on a nice open field tackle. I'll bring up second down and 7, we'll call it.
Konchak wanted to cut back against the grain to the left side that time, Tom, but like you mentioned, good job there by Gunnar Spencer staying at home at his defensive tackle position.
Wildcats trying to break a 24-game losing streak against West tonight. We're tied at 0 with 9:24 left to go in the first quarter. It's Konchak in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right this time. He's going to fire back. He's got some space. A big fullback catches it at the 20. He's at the 10, still on his feet, inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. First and 10, Traverse City West.
Yeah, to Carson Douglas, a little swing back. Roll right, throw back to the left. Big Carson Douglas lumbering down inside the 10-yard line.
That was a Fox Motors first down, by the way.
Yes, it was.
So it's first and goal now for the Titans. Their first drive of the game, and they're going. Everything's been a positive play so far except for the personal foul penalty. Konchak now with Skirmerhorn right behind him. He's got Gaston and Cameron Oliver out to his left. And he's going to give it to Skirmerhorn off tackle. He's got plenty of room, and he's going to walk in for a touchdown. Traverse City West on the board.
Michael Skirmerhorn with an 8-yard touchdown run. Titans go up 6-0.
So Titans look dominant on that first couple of series. Alpena did nothing when they had the ball, and they drove down 47 yards and scored their first touchdown. They're going to run the swinging gate. They do have the kicking tee down there as Skirmerhorn's holding it. More than likely, they'll probably kick it, but the way they do the swinging gate, anything can happen. They're waiting to see some kind of signal from the defense, and if they get what they want, they'll try for two. But now they're lining up in a regular formation. Looks like they're going to kick it. Is Mr. Konchak looking for the signals from the sideline? Had a chance to talk to him post-game last week. And there's a kick, end over end, up, and it is good. West is up 7-0 after their first drive. We'll come back with more football here on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
When it's time for a change, head to JLU, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, JLU is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
All right, we're back. Traverse City West getting ready to kick off after the 8-yard touchdown run by Skirmerhorn, and he's going to kick off, and he's going to send it into the end zone. And Alpena will have it first and 10.
That was a Phil Negro knuckleball that time, Tom.
And it worked.
It did. It was effective.
I want to mention, too, we talk about this as the Pink Game, Awareness for Breast Cancer, a great thing that they do here, and they change their jerseys. And on the back of the jerseys, you don't have the names of the players. You have the names of people in their family that have been affected by cancer, which is a pretty cool thing. I saw somebody said it was
very
Grandpa
cool
on the back of their jersey.
Right, yeah, it is very cool to honor a family member by putting them on the back of your jersey. Very cool thing.
West was 3 and out their last time. In fact, they have yet to gain a yard. There's a quick give to the halfback, and he'll be lucky if he gains a yard. Not much doing there for Mr. Caden Budnick. And they're going to say he gained just about 2 as he fell forward, so it'll be 2nd down and 8.
Hey, 2 yards. That's more than they had picked up before, Tom. But big Danny Rosa in there along that right tackle position.
Alpena's got their work cut out for them against this West defense. They're going to try it now, 2nd and 8. They're going to set 2 receivers, 1 split wide to the left and 1 to the right. And they give us to the fullback, and he's got some running room. He breaks the tackle. He might have a 1st down. He does. He's out to the 40 and still on his feet. Gets all the way to midfield. It's like a broken assignment there, as there is a big hole on that left side. And I want to give the running back credit here. That was Caden Budnick, who broke a tackle, made a nice run. And so just like that, the Wildcats at their own 49.
And Budnick showed a little speed there after he got through that. There was a nice hole on that left side of the Alpena line, and he absolutely exploited it near midfield now.
So 7-0, Titans in the lead, but Alpena driving, getting their first down of the game, and a nice pickup by Budnick. He's in the backfield now. And he's going to get the tackle, or the ball off tackle, and this time nothing doing, maybe a yard over on that left side.
Yeah, they tried to go back to that same play, Tom, and absolutely West would not fall for it a second time in a row, throwing Budnick down for basically no gain on 1st down.
And it looks like they're hitting that left side. I look at the, I can't see the sizes on here, but Everett Zane, who's number 77, looks like a big boy over there on that Alpena side, and they're trying to run the ball over on that left side. They've had some success, but not that time. And now this time they're in the backfield, almost getting the handoff for the Titans, and Mr. Budnick is going to go punch back for about a 4-yard loss.
A little bit of indecision between the quarterback and Budnick that time, Tom, as they couldn't decide if it was a read option, and he hung on to the ball for a real long period of time. When you hang on to that ball for a long time, this quick West defense will be in on you, and that's exactly what happened as they threw Budnick down for a 4-yard loss.
And there were at least 5 Titans in on that tackle, so it's going to be 3rd down and 14, the ball back at the 45 for Alpena. They have yet to complete a pass, and they're going to need something big here as they got 3 receivers, 2 to the left, 1 wide right, and quarterback's back to pass. He fires and tries a screen pass over the head of the receiver, and that's probably a good thing because he was going nowhere.
He was going nowhere. He had to get rid of it because there was an all-out blitz by that Titan defense as well. So Alpena had good field position near midfield. They went backwards, Tom. Now they may have to punt it away. We'll see.
And always a tricky situation when you're going up against this punt-blocking unit for Traverse City West. And we're going to get timeout here for West for some reason.
I think they called the sideline warning.
Oh, is that what it was?
To West,
okay.
Yeah. Probably, they got a lot of kids dressed. Looks like some JV kids are dressed tonight, so maybe we're out near the field.
All right, well, it looks like they're going to punt Gaston back to about the 23-yard line, but they sent the whole unit in there, and again, just barely got it off, but the punter did a nice job. Gets a good kick that bounces, and Gaston's going to field it on the bounce. He's got it out to the 40, still on his feet, hit, and I see a mouth guard go flying about the 43-yard line. It'll be first and 10 West.
You can always tell there's a lot of hitting going on when the mouthpiece comes flying out of the mouth.
I apologize, too. You know, I dragged this scoring bell up, and it's hard to get up them stairs, but I did get it up here. I want to make sure it's still working in case. Let's give it a ring here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's working.
Yeah,
I didn't get on that
work.
Last touch line to haul it up here.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got to use it.
Yep, so we'll see if they can score again. It's 7-0 West, and right down the field on their first drive. Now it's their second possession. Skirmerhorn in the backfield. No, check that. We got a new player in the backfield. This little screen pass to Gaston. He's juggling it and ends up by catching it and picks up 5 yards. We will probably be seeing a whole host of players from the JV that they brought up today. That's what we were told.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to see quite a few of those players as well. Like you said, Aiden Lewandowski, it looks like, in the backfield, number 4.
Aiden usually lines up a wide receiver, but
right?
He's the tailback in this formation. And this time they're going to split out 3 receivers out to the right, and they're going to give it to Lewandowski. He goes right up the middle, picks up a couple. That's the first time we've seen him carry the ball in the halfback position this year. And he picked up a couple, so it's going to be 3rd down and call it 6 from where they're at.
Looks like Everett Zan in there for Alpena on the tackle, the senior defensive tackle.
And here comes... That is Carson Douglas checks back in, but Lewandowski still in the tailback position. And this time they're going to spread out Gaston wide to the right side of the field. It'll be Schuler to the left, and they're going to give it to Lewandowski. Little delayed handoff, and he's brought down for a loss.
Nice solo tackle by Budnick that time. The running back also plays linebacker for Alpena. Great solo tackle right there, Tom. Bring up 4th and long, I believe.
Yep, just like that. Alpena's defense holds nicely, so it's going to be 4th and 7. And it looks like they're bringing the punting unit out on the field. So we'll see. The Wildcats, a nice job defensively.
No question.
Somebody's heading into the West locker room. Not sure what's going on there. It looked like Gaston. He's hustling back into the locker room. So we'll see. We'll get you the information as it's pass along to us or our producer. Was it Schuler? All right, it was Schuler that was hustling into the West locker room.
Carter Stark back deep for Alpena as Kyle McCrum goes back in punt formation for the Titans.
Oh, it's a fake. Skirmerhorn gets it. Cuts outside. Still on his feet. He's got a 1st down and more. He's at the 40. Cuts inside to about the 36-yard line. 1st and 10 West.
That's the kind of territory where you want to do that, kind of between the 40s, Tom, and the Titans weren't going to pass up that opportunity to do the fake punt, pick up a 1st down, now in to Wildcat territory at the 37-yard line.
And according to my sheet, that's a Fox Motors 1st down. So here we go. It is the ball on the 37, 1st and 10 West. Skirmerhorn with a nice little run off to the right side, picks up the 1st down on the fake. Konchak straight back to pass. Looking. He fires downfield. He's got a receiver. Gaston just overthrows him. He had him down there around the 10-yard line. Just didn't float it enough.
He did, yep. He had a DB on solo coverage. The safety was a little late getting over there to help out with the coverage, but Gaston had beat his man originally. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 again at the 37-yard line of Alpena.
That's rather textbook, isn't it? Once you get on a fake or a turnover, boom, go for the end zone.
You do, yeah.
Almost made it.
Right for it.
All right, 2nd and 10 now. Ball in the 37 of Alpena. 7-0 Titans with the ball. Konchak now keeps the ball over on the left side. He's got some running room. Dives forward for a 1st down inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. We'll see where the official spots. It looks like a first down from here, and it is. With these fancy yard markers that actually tell you how the distance you got to go.
It is, yeah. And I believe, what do your notes say about that first down, Tom? What is that?
Let me check. Oh, that's a Fox Motors first down.
Okay, goodness.
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
And the ball's on the ground, and Alpina recovers it. Konchak was trying to look like some kind of trick play, and he did not have a handle on the football, lost it, and the Wildcats come up with a big turnover.
Christian Wicklund, number 24 for Alpina, at the bottom of that pile, picks it up. Tom, like you said, a very slow developing play, and couldn't decide who was going to get the ball that time, and they just left it on the turf.
It looked like, though they'd faked the skirmer horn, it looked like he was trying to pitch it behind him, but it just never got a handle on it. So here we go, the Wildcats trying to see if they can get something going here. Down only 7-0 with 4:38 left to go here in the first quarter. Quarterback back to pass. He fires off in the flat. It is complete for their first completion. He'll be short of the first down, but Alpina's got to be happy with that. Their quarterback had a little time to throw, and he completed over to big number one, Brad Nedzuski, for the Wildcats.
Just a quick in route that time. Tom picks up 6 yards on first down. It's going to be 2nd and 4.
Well, if you want to slow down that Titan rush, you got to get rid of the ball quickly, and that's exactly what they did there. 2nd and 6 now. Ball on the 37-yard line of Alpina. It's the Wildcats. It is Volts, the quarterback, with the shotgun. Gives right up the middle. Nothing doing there. Might have lost a yard. We'll see where they mark it. That was handed to Nicholas Geister up the middle, and there was all kinds of Titans there.
Right. I think that was Kyle McCrum on the very bottom of that pile, number 66, the senior.
Give credit to Jaden Emerson, too, who also in on that tackle.
Excellent job, Jaden.
All right, here we go. It's 3rd and 4. Wildcats trying to get something going, see if they can get on the board. They're down 7-0 here in the first quarter. Bolts the quarterback in the shotgun. Two backs behind him. He drops straight back to pass. He's going to fire downfield. Then it is caught. Tipped and caught. And we got a foot race here down to the 30 and brought down at the 25. Tackle by Aiden Lewandowski, but not before the Wildcats come up with a big play.
Lewandowski with a touchdown saving tackle. That the ball popped up in the air. The defender went for it. Couldn't get it. But man, what a play by Alpina. They're knocking on the door. Tom, they're down at the 25-yard line of the Titans.
Well, a great play by Brady Dewitsky for Alpina. And what happened is there were two defenders out there. One of them tipped it, and they were both going for the interception.
Yes.
And the Alpina player came down with it and made a nice gain. So now they're on the move at the 25, 1st and 10. 3:10 left to go here in the first quarter. Volt sets a man in motion. And he's going to pitch it out to his halfback, and he's in all kinds of trouble as he tries to get outside, and that's not working. Oh, boy.
Not.
We got a flag down on the play after a loss of 5.
We'll see if that's a hold or what's going on over there, Tom. But there were nothing but green jerseys of the Titans over there when he broke it around the left tackle. And
you can see that was going nowhere
up
here. We'll see where they mark it. They have them losing 4, but there was a penalty on the play. And we're still getting the signal here. Looks like it's going to be on Alpina. They're talking to the captains for West.
Yeah.
And they might decline this because he lost 4 yards
right
on the play, but we'll see. The signal is coming from the sidelines to decline it, but so far nothing from the officials.
Talking to Michael Skirmerhorn.
And they're going to decline it, whatever it was.
Block in the back.
That'll bring up 2nd and where they mark it. That was a big loss. So
it was a huge loss.
He lost about 9 yards on that play.
Wow.
So it'll be 2nd and 19.
That's not the way you dial it up. You lose 9 yards on
first down on
a running play.
I don't think the referees are color coordinated with their flags, though. You got one yellow one out there and a couple pinks. Somebody didn't get the memo. Here we go, 2nd and 19. Volts in the shotgun. One receiver split way out to his right. He's going to give it to his halfback right up the middle. He picks up a couple of yards, and that's it. That was Nicholas Geister for Alpina. And he'll bring up a long 3rd down now for Alpina.
Geister, a good-sized fullback that time. Tried to quick hitter, Tom. They did pick up a couple of yards, but it is, again, it's going to be third and long.
Third and 16. Now, they got these yard markers that actually tell you how much yards to go, but there's a difference between the guy with the yard and the scoreboard.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's more closer to 18.
Okay. I think they're in four down territory. I think they're going to go for it here.
I think you're probably right. So it'll be Volts in the shotgun. Again, the two receivers, one wide to the right, and Volts goes straight back to pass. He fires downfield. It's caught short of the first down by about 10 yards, but a nice completion for the Wildcats as they'll probably go for it here.
Right. You pick up 7-8 yards there, make this fourth down more manageable. You're inside the 30 near the 27-yard line, Tom. I think, you know, even though it's fourth and 12, I think if you're Opina, you go for it.
Got to get almost to the 15 for a first down where that yard marker is standing right now. So Alpina, after a long completion to get down here, needs to make a play here on fourth down. West gears up on defense, fourth and 12. We got a minute 40 left to go in the first quarter, and you're going to get a timeout. This is a big play for Alpina, so they're going to take a timeout and think about it. And that reminds you, this is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Here we back. Here are back. Fourth down, fourth and 12 is Alpina. After the timeout, we'll have it inside the 30 of West. Volts back to pass. He fires downfield toward the end zone, and it's broken up. Well, you had one-on-one down there on the right side by the end zone, but broken up nicely by the Traverse City West player.
Not sure. Time looked like Cody Oaks back there defending.
Yeah, I believe it was Oaks that broke up that pass.
So good defensive play, good stand by the Titans. Now they take over in their own territory at their own 27.
So the Titans up 7-0. Scored on their first drive, about a 47-yard drive. And their next drive, they fumbled as they were looked like they were marching in for another score.
Right.
Konchak now gives it to Skirmerhorn. He's off the left side. Picks up a few yards. A nice little first down gain. It's going to bring up second and 7 or 6. We'll see where they mark it.
Michael Skirmerhorn definitely been the workhorse this first half of the season, Tom.
And according to that Record Eagle article, he was just a few percentage points behind his sister, grade point average. We'll have to talk to him and see if he's brought up the difference. There's Konchak on the fake. He's going to keep it. He's got some running room. Oh, he is hit just short of the first down. Looked like he was going to get it easy, but a couple of Alpina players stood him up, and it looks like where the official spotting it, he'll be just short.
Yeah, they did a good job of closing in on him. Because
no,
like,
wait a minute. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you,
but
the official is giving the signal for a first down.
And that's a Fox Motors first down as well. So, but it looked like, again, the two guys from Alpina came up and met him right near the first down marker, and the referee did give it to him.
He gave him the forward progress, so now Konchak will be in the shotgun again. The ball at West's 41-yard line. We've got a new player out there wide for West. I want to give the name. There's give to Skirmerhorn. He's got some running room as he bowls forward, picks about 6 or 7 yards. A nice hole inside there.
No question about it, Tom. The interior of that offensive line doing a nice job of blocking. It's going to bring up a second and, let's call it, what, 3?
Now, I must confess, the receiver that split out wide to the left, number 7, he's not on my roster sheet. So we'll get his name as soon as we get it. Skirmerhorn again with the handoff, picks up a couple yards. We'll see where they mark it. I think he got the first down. And that could be the last play of the first quarter. We got about 6 seconds left. He did get a first down on that one, so it'll be at the 46-yard line, first and 10. That's a Fox Motors first down, by the way. Good job, Skirmerhorn.
They just mentioned that on the PA as well.
And that should be the last play of the first quarter. It is. And we end things here 7-0 Titans over Alpena. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
All right, after the break, the Titans will have it to start the second quarter, first and 10. As they got the ball on their own 46-yard line, just get a score in. Traverse City Central all over Petoskey in the first quarter, 21-0. That game is in Petoskey tonight. And by the way, we do have breaking news about next week's game. We'll bring that up after this play as Konchak is in the shotgun. And he gives it to Skirmerhorn off the left. No, he fakes it to Skirmerhorn. Then he passes it to him out in the flat. He's got some running room. He'll have a first down and more. That was a nice little play. They faked to Skirmerhorn and a nice fake. And Skirmerhorn went out in the flat. They passed it to him, and he picks up a bunch of yards and a first down.
It's almost like a screen pass, Tom, but they get him out a little wider away from the all the action in the middle. A nice chunk yardage picked up by the Titans.
So first and 10, the ball on the 39-yard line of the Wildcats. We're just underway here in the second quarter, 7-0, Titans in the lead. And there's the quick give to Schultz up the middle. He bowls his way forward for a nice pickup, maybe 6 or 7 yards, like that on first down.
Like that, Remy Schultz just lowering his shoulder pad level there, getting him, picking up some tough yards in the middle of that line.
Wanted to just bring up this news as West plays Petoskey next week. That game has been moved to Saturday. Because an official, so far, it's on the website for Petoskey, 3 o'clock next Saturday. It was supposed to be a Friday game. Konchak now takes a snap. He gives it up the middle to Schultz. Schultz with some running him. He'll close the first down. I believe he's got it. And so look at that, man. He was hard to bring down. Bulls his way across the 30 for a first down.
Remy Schultz just bouncing off of tacklers over there, Tom.
Well, the official is going to say that he was down at just short of the 29, so he's not going to have the first down, but it'll be third and short.
Third and very short.
Yeah. Yes. See, the yard marker says 1 foot on it. That's how up to date we are. And they give it to, that was Camp, and he's going to have the first down.
Like you said, that's so detailed, that sideline marker. If they've got third and inches. You know,
that's
great.
One and a foot.
I've never seen that before, ever. Love the detail here on the sideline markers at Thurlby Field.
It's all technology. They got the big scoreboard working here for the first time. That thing threw that thing up in about a week.
Yeah.
The $80,000 board. Konchak with a little pass off into the flat. And it's complete for a few yards there. That was Parker Kirshner, by the way. We got his name fed to us during the break. He was out to the right and makes a nice catch and a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards.
Parker, one of those sophomores brought up for tonight's game, getting some early action here in the first half.
Aiden Camp is in the backfield now for West, and he's going to get the handoff off on the left side, breaks the tackle, still going forward, picks up a few yards. It'll be third and call it about 3 or 4. I actually just wait for the yard marker to tell me how much. Because they can tell me if it's just, they're going to say 3 yards.
There
we
go.
It'll be third and three now. With the ultra techno effect here at Thurlby Field. Gotta love it. Third and three. It'll be Skirmerhorn now to Konchak's right. Sends a man in motion. The big fullback, and the pitch is to Skirmerhorn. He's got some running room out there. Cuts outside. He's got the first down and more inside the 15 to the 10-yard line. First and 10. They're going to mark him out at the 12, so it'll be first and 10. They can get a first down inside the 5. As that's a Fox Motors first down.
I think the Alpena defenders are so used to Michael Skirmerhorn cutting up to the inside. They were waiting for him there. He took it around to the outside and had an easy first down.
So West now first and 10. They're going to mark that at about the 13-yard line. They say he went out of bounds. Skirmerhorn now off to the left. He's got some running room. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Michael Skirmerhorn with his second TD of the game.
A 13-yard touchdown run. Scamper that time for the senior running back.
As we ignited the touchdown scoring bell for Traverse City West, is Skirmerhorn, his ninth touchdown of the year and his second here tonight, is a good piece of running as West is up 13 to nothing with the extra point attempt to come. They got the tee out there. Even though they got the swinging gate, I'm guessing they're going to kick for this one. We'll see as the Konchak and Mr. Skirmerhorn looking to the sidelines.
It's always interesting here calling these West games because, again, like you said, they start off in that swinging gate.
Maybe the most dynamic special teams in all of Northern Michigan. It'll be Skirmerhorn now if they line up in a regular formation. And they're going to give it to Skirmerhorn right up the middle, and he's not going to get it. Well, they saw something.
They did.
And whatever it was, the gap was closed quickly by the Wildcats, so the two-point conversion stopped. It's 13 to nothing. We'll take a break and come back with more action. High school sports on Q100.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at zarembaequipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or pioneerdiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahindra.com for more information.
Right.
And we're back here getting ready for the kickoff after Skirmerhorn's second touchdown of the game put West up 13 to nothing. And he'll be kicking off, and the ball is fumbled at about the 15. Alpena comes up with it, but boom, he's going to be driven back. I didn't see who that was for the Wildcats, but there was a whole bunch of Titans down there on special teams. And the Wildcats are going to have it first and 10 at close to the 15.
Right. Good kick again by Skirmerhorn, and the kick returner had a tough time handling time, and once he picked the ball back up, there were two or three Titans all around him and took him down inside the 20.
Don't forget, after this game, we're going to be picking our Jimmy John's Player of the Game, also our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game. Which, can we pick the Chain Gang as a motive? Because they're doing a great job.
We'll just have to get their names.
Yeah. All right, here's Volts, quarterback for Alpena. He's in the shotgun, gives right up to the fullback, and he's met at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. That was Carson Douglas, the initial man, but then two or three other Titans in on that tackle. I see Mr. Chalette in there as well.
Good job by the defensive front by the Titans. That they had great penetration that time, and that allowed Douglas to come free from his defensive end linebacker position and get the credit for that tackle.
Really, Alpena's had one serious offensive play, the long pass on what West was going for the interception.
Right.
Other than that, this defense has been lights out. Second and 9 now for Alpena. Marked the ball on about the 16-yard line. As Bolt's in the shotgun, is going to fake the pin out. He's going to fake it and go back to pass, and he's under all kinds of pressure and taken down. Sack at the 10-yard line.
And that was Aiden Camp getting in there.
Mr. Camp with a nice shoestring tackle. His Bolt's really, he couldn't even set up back there.
I know it. He was running for his life. Again, I love a 190-pound defensive tackle. Tom getting in there, taking down the quarterback for Alpena.
So it's going to bring up 3rd and 15, the ball at the 10-yard line, as the Wildcats, as they've done a lot so far tonight, are going backwards. Alpena trying to break a 24-game losing streak to West, and this will be their last shot at them for a long time.
Right.
They'll be changing conference, West will. And Volz will be straight back to pass. All kinds of pressure, but this time they set up a screen pass. They got some running room out there. Still on his feet is the halfback, and he's going to have the first down.
Yeah, you could see that was set up very well. Had quite a few blockers out front.
That was a good call and execution. Caden Butnick, who's had a couple of nice runs here, made the catch, and he had a wall. He had four blockers out there, and he picks up the first down on good play and good execution there by the Wildcats.
Any time the offensive lineman just lets you run free in towards your quarterback, it usually should tell you, you know something's up.
That scoreboard is so bright. It keeps flashing. I keep thinking there's lightning, but it's the clear day. And their ball's on the ground, and still seeing who came up with it. It was a missed snap, and it looks like Alpena did come up with the football as they avoided a disaster there.
Right.
It'll be 2nd and 12 now for Alpena.
Because that was a rugby scrum right there, Tom, as Alpena loses 2 yards on first down with that mishandled snap. And the ball, like you said, was down on the ground. They did come up with it.
13 to nothing, West. This is the pink game for the Titans. Pink numbers on their jerseys and on the sleeves. Volz now fakes the handoff. He's going to fire over the middle. He had a man there, but he overthrew him, and his man got hit in the process. That was Colt Gray, and, boy, he got blasted after that tipped off his fingers. They're going to bring up 3rd down and long.
They did. That was our buddy Jake Morgan there defending at number 88 for the Titans.
So it'll bring up 3rd and 12 with 6:32 left to go here in the first half. It's a 13 to nothing lead where the Titans have dominated. Alpena, the Wildcats, trying to get something going. They're 0-4 on the season.
Part of tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sparks BBQ. It's where Northern Michigan goes for grilling greatness.
Bolts this time with the 3 wide receivers set, one to the right, 2 to the left, and you're going to get a flag before the play.
It is a delay.
I believe so. As you get a pink flag and a yellow flag, that's never good when you
get multicolor
flags.
Bad, yeah.
Yep. It is delay a game, so it's going to put Alpena in an even worse spot. They'll bring him 3rd and 17 now.
Let me text my wife. She's a clothing rep for women's clothing. Let me see if those colors go together, Tom.
Yeah, you should, because I don't think they do. I think one of the refs did not get the memo that it was pink flag night. And the yellow flag is clashing with everything. But that's a minor detail as we get ready now. 3rd and 17. Volz again with the 3 receivers. Goes back to pass. He's under all kinds of pressure, and down he goes. He couldn't even set his feet on that one.
No, I believe that was Carson Douglas once again in there, Tom.
It was just a foot race between him and the quarterback on trying to get back there.
It was.
And it was Carson Douglas on the sack, and it's going to bring a 4th and a mile.
He couldn't even get his arm back to try to throw the ball because Douglas was in there in a hurry.
Yeah. So, and I didn't see anybody open anyway, so it's going to bring 4th and 38. And you know that the West is going to bring the heat.
I'm not sure some of the receivers got out of their stance, to be honest with
true.
You. It was that fast.
Well, here comes the attempted punt. Not a whole lot of pressure as he gets it off nice, end over end. Gaston, it bounces off him, still rolling around, and he finally picks it up at the 40s. He's got, breaks the tackle out to the 35, inside the 35. Ball's on the ground again.
It looked
it
like he stripped it.
Yeah. But it was West that came up with the ball.
Yep. Gaston did recover it, by the way.
No, it wasn't Gaston. It was big number 60. I can't see the number there. 66.
Oh, McCrum,
who came up with the
wow.
was alert on that one. As the ball was stripped from Gaston, so either way, West has got it in great position.
They do.
As Konchak is going to be in the shotgun with Skirmerhorn to his left. Two receivers to the left. Tight end. And fake to Skirmerhorn. He's going to roll out to his left. He fires downfield. He's got a man down there. Oh, off the fingertips of Gaston.
I like that design, though, Tom. They roll out to the left. They try to get the ball to the H-back there down the middle of the field.
And that was not Gaston, by the way. That was the fullback who was right down the field. That was Carson Douglas that went off his fingertips. So it's going to bring up second and 10. So they sent the fullback deep on that one.
Right.
Haven't seen that this year.
Right. That's something a little different wrinkle to this offense.
Konchak now. He's got a new man back there, Reese Robertson, in the backfield. Fakes to him. Fires off in the flat to Gaston. Gaston tries to keep his feet. I checked that. That was Shuler.
Yep.
And Shuler lost his footing. Otherwise, he might have had the first down, but he allowed the Alpena defender to catch him, and that's going to bring up third down.
Garrett Shuler with a great catch out there. That was a hard throw from Konchak. Garrett with a nice catch that time, but like you said, he stumbled. It's going to bring up third and around six.
Third and six now. It'll be Reese Robertson again in the backfield, and he's going to fake to him, and Konchak's going to keep it as he bowls his way forward. We'll see where they mark it. He's very close to the first down. He rolled forward, so we'll see where they spot the ball. And if he doesn't have it, he's going to be very close, and it'll bring up fourth and short for the Titans.
Yep, I think you're going to get your fourth and the foot again, Tom.
Here we go. Yeah, that's Mark. I need to take a picture of that. That's some detailed chain gang right there. Fourth and a foot. So we'll see what they run here as Konchak. He's going to give it to Skirmerhorn. He's got the first down easily and more. Look at him pull that pile forward almost to the 20-yard line. Will be first and 10, and that's a Fox Motors first down for Traverse City West. That's running like a bull right up the middle there. Now we've got Aiden Lewandowski that's back. They're going with a whole, running back by committee, if I could throw the cliche out there.
A whole host of backs.
Indeed. And there's Lewandowski. He'll have the football off the left side. Not much there. If he picked up a yard, he's lucky. It'll bring up second down. This West is moving. And I got to hand it to Coach Vaughn. He's letting a lot of kids play tonight.
Yeah, Connor Kinsey along that offensive front is getting some playing time at right guard, number 55.
We've had a few different people in that backfield, and now Lewandowski is going to stay there on second and 10. And you got two new players in there that don't normally play, and they're struggling. That was Cameron Oliver, who's looking to where he should stand. And Konchak now takes the snap, and we're going to get a flag. This is a yellow flag this
yellow,
time.
Thank you.
And we'll see what that was before the snap. So we'll see the call. And Coach Vaughn is trying to discuss it. They're going to call it against West. And Coach Vaughn not liking the call. Is it delay game?
They called an encroachment.
Encroachment, okay. Oh, the wide receiver was. So that's going to bring it all the way back to the 26. Where it'll be second and 15 for West.
See what Coach Vaughn dials up here.
Looks like he's going to put Skirmerhorn back in the game. Also, Aiden Kemp comes in. Kemp is going to line up in the backfield. This time they're going to have two receivers split to the left, two to the right. It'll be Gaston in the slot to the right. Konchak goes back to pass. He fires. He's got a man wide open. He catches it, and he's got some running room, and he gets all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
26-yard touchdown pass. Konchak.
Garrett Shuler.
Garrett Shuler.
Shuler caught it. He was wide open in the flat. He had to break one tackle, which he did, and he gets in the end zone. Those are high fives all the way around for that one. Well-executed play, and the Titans are now up 19-0 on Alpena with 3:02 left to go. Not even going to bother with the swinging gate this time as Shuler lines up to kick. We're not sure the last time if that was an intentional two-point attempt or it was a bad snap. We're having an argument up here in the booth. But right now the kick is up, end over end. It looks good from here, and the official signals it is good. And so that's where we're at, 20-0 Traverse City West Titans. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain. Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits, but Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
All right, here we go with the kickoff from West after the touchdown by Mr. Schuler, and we get a flag on the kick. I think it might have been an offsides penalty here on West, but we'll see.
It is a pink flag this time, by the way.
Yep, the pink flag's out. The guy who actually got the memo, the official,
right,
was supposed to use the pink ones, and he was the one calling it. Play getting a little sloppy here in this quarter with a lot of penalties.
This time Kyle McCrum is kicking off, Tom. So, you know, when you switch kickers, you know, Skirmer, Horn, and then now McCrum and all that, and each one of them has a real unique approach to kicking it. And so you can see where the timing of the kick team could be off just a little bit. And it's obvious because you have a definitive line that you can't cross before the ball's kicked. So it's easy for the refs to spot it.
So McCrum, he's going to attempt the kickoff again with 3:02 left to go here in this first half. It's been all West, 20-0. And he boots this one high and gets it down to the 20-yard line where Alpino will take it and straight up the middle before he is hit and hit hard about the 32. That was Mr. Jason Smolinski. He's been busy here tonight.
That he has.
And speaking of skill, we got to get some skill up here. We've got JV players coming in. We've got pink numbers. They don't actually have their real last names on the back of these jerseys either because of it's the pink game.
Yeah, he moved up to JV's bar.
So we'll see as we got a couple of new players in now for West. Vindar Sofferdine.
Oh, yeah.
Sofferdine is in on defense. You got Schultz. He'll be on the defensive line. And I want to make sure I get credit. Oh, that is Matthew Zutendam that's in the backfield. So here we go. Volts, the quarterback, takes the snap. Off tackle, picking up maybe a couple of yards before he's brought down. Camp in on the tackle.
Also, Sofferdine, one of the guys in there as well.
Oh, yeah, he's your number 30
guard. You watch that Camp, you know, 5'9".
Right.
5'9", 190, playing nose tackle, and he is very effective in there.
He is. He's so quick.
Quickness, low to the ground. You're going to get a timeout here, too. To remind you, it's a Michigan Trailers timeout, and we'll be back right after this.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
Back, Alpena will have it 2nd and 10. They're on their own 34-yard line after the timeout. Is Volts... And how are you going to get
timeout?
Official timeout?
Alpina.
Alpina wants a timeout. Okay.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
All right, here we go. Volts on second and nine, goes back to pass, fires downfield, incomplete, but here comes the pink flag. They're going to, looks like they're going to get for interference. Looks like that was Oaks out there. I don't know if he's the one that's going to be called on interference. I don't know about that call, to be honest with you. That,
right.
That ball was over his head.
Yeah, Oaks was, yeah, looks like he undercut the receiver there. It didn't look like it's too egregious at all.
No, but they called holding, actually, on that.
Oh, okay. So that means it occurred before the throw?
Yep. And also mean a first down for Alpena. Trying to drive and get there for their best drive of the game came after a long 40-yard completion, but then they started going backwards, and they got nothing out of it, and they're down 20-0. Coach Vaughn mixing in a lot of the JVs who all dress, by the way, for the varsity game, and he's getting some of them in there playing time, which is good. It's West up 20-0 now.
Very cool.
Volts, the quarterback for Alpena, in the shotgun. And he gives it to the halfback right up the middle, picks up a couple of yards, and that's all. That was a big number 12 in on the carry for Alpena. Nicholas Geister, and he was brought down by Carson Douglas, one of the players that had him, but he also had a couple other West players that I didn't get to see.
Right. Yep. Aiden Camp in there again. Again, like you said, Tom, Coach Vaughn shuffling a lot of players in here defensively.
Second and eight now, the ball on the 46-yard line of Alpena with 1:57 left to go in the first half. It's been all West. Bolts back to pass. He fires. He's got a man off, but it's picked off. There goes Cody Oaks. He's still on his feet at the 30. One man to beat at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, a pick six.
Wow.
For Cody Oaks.
Cody Oaks takes it back to the house. Looks like that was like a 46, 47-yard interception return for a touchdown, Tom.
Well, he was one-on-one with the receiver out there. Kind of a poor throw. He tipped it up, caught it, and then just the only tackle he had to break was Volts, the quarterback, who was chasing him, and he broke it. He got into the end zone, and now West is up 26-0 with the extra point attempt to come.
You got to know Coach Vaughn absolutely loves it when his defense gives him some points.
Indeed. 26-0 now. This is West trying to run their winning streak to 25 straight over Alpena. And this is more than likely the last time they're going to play for a while. Skirmerhorn with the extra point attempt. It's up end over end. It's good. 27-0 West. And we'll take a break and come back with the last minute 44 of the first half.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
And here we go after the touchdown. Kyle McCrum is going to kick off. He boots it high into the air. The Alpena player will pick it up on the bounce at the 10-yard line. Yes, he's going to go straight up the middle, and he's hit and hit hard. Again, that kick return or kickoff team for West all over things. Schultz was in on the tackle. Gillette was there.
Aiden Lewandowski as well down there. A whole host of Titans, Tom. They take a lot of pride in their special teams here for West.
I want to remind people that we have been told that next week's game against Petoskey has been moved to Saturday because of some mix up with the officials or their lack of officials. Right now it's scheduled for a 3 o'clock kickoff time. It was scheduled for Friday night. And it's on Petoskey's website, so that makes it official, I'm assuming. Because some of the people in West didn't know about it
right
when we talked to them. 27-0, now Alpena with the football. West is dominated. Quick give up the middle. Couple of yard pickup there before he's brought down is Smolinski. He's been the workhorse here for the Wildcats. They're going to say he picked up three, so it'll be second and seven. Got some scores coming in. Central all over Petoskey tonight, 35-0. But we got a good one going in Cadillac. Cadillac, Gaylord up 6-0
wow.
on the Vikings.
That's a shocker.
You also have an 8-6 Kingsley lead over Grayling in another good game that's going on tonight.
Very good game, like you said, at the half. Obviously, the difference in that game is a two-point conversion at this point.
Second and seven. There's going to be an official timeout here. There's a couple plays. Well, as we got Glen Lake playing Charlevoix tonight. Looks like the Raiders are up 16-12. So a lot of good games going on around the area. I don't know if you'd put this game in that category, but it's a good one for West for sure. 27-0. Now, after all that mix-up, refs are going to blow the whistle, and Volts will be back in the shotgun. Two receivers, one to the right, one to the left. Gives it to Smolinski up the middle, and he doesn't get much of anything. Might have lost a yard. A whole bunch of Titans in on that tackle. They just collapsed that offensive line.
Yes.
Gillette has had a real nice game so far tonight. He was in on that one once again.
Titans call a timeout, Tom.
Yeah, probably want the ball back one more time before halftime. They're up 27-0, and that is a Michigan Trailers timeout. We'll be back.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the four corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
I'll get some music in first. There we go. 27-0. West in the lead. The ball, the Wildcats have it. Third and seven after the timeout. 52 seconds left to go before halftime. This is the West band getting lined up on the sideline, ready to go. Holds back the pass, fires over the middle, has a man, first down at the 28-yard line. I think West called the timeout there where they're hoping to get the ball back.
Right.
Run some more offensive plays, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now after that first down.
Right. It's a nice little throw that time right across the middle to the tight end as Colt Gray on the reception picks up Alpena's first down here just before the first half.
Nobody seems like they're in any hurry. 35 seconds left with the clock still running. Is Alpena down 27-0? See if they take a shot here. The Volts in the shotgun. He's got two men in the backfield with him. One receiver to the right, one receiver to the left, the one on the right all on an island out there. It'll be the man with the 49-yard interception over on the one side. Cody Oaks, and there's the ball given right up the middle. Nothing doing there. That should be the last play of the first half. And that is how we'll end things here in the first half. 27-0, a domination by West. Come back with the halftime show after this. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
The first week of football is in the books, but this week we're focusing on the other football, soccer. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. This is the start of the third week of game action for boys soccer, with almost all teams having a handful of games completed. The MHSAA tournament for soccer will look a lot like it has the past 2 years, with MPR being used to seed the top two teams in each district. This is the third year of the Michigan Power Ratings, or MPR, which takes wins, losses, and ties into account, but also opponents' winning percentage and opponents' opponents' winning percentage, a calculation that encourages teams to play other good teams. As in past years, district assignments are already known and posted to the MHSAA website. The bracket will be released on October 3rd, with the postseason starting October 13th. The MHSAA finals for the four divisions will be November 6th at both Comstock Park and Novi High Schools. Assistant Director Andy Freshour says the addition of MPR has increased excitement and attention around the soccer postseason.
We know coaches are checking the scoreboard every night. They're using it to check what their opponents have done, what future opponents are doing. And we know as the season progresses, the MPR numbers get more accurate and more accurate the more games are baked into the system. So that really causes fans to really pay attention to what the NPR numbers are later in the season. So as long as we keep getting all those scores, which the coach has been doing a great job with, those NPR numbers will be a lot of fun to watch as we get closer to the district tournament.
Game balls this week go to Grand Blanc kicker Dylan Hertzberg. He nailed all four of his field goal attempts in a 40-34 win over East Lansing. The senior split the uprights from 30, 32, 40, and 45 yards in the season open victory. Chippewa Valley's Cephas Harris, who scored four touchdowns in a week one win over Detroit Catholic Central. Harris had touchdown catches of 69 and 68 yards and touchdown runs of 60 and 26 yards on his way to 340 total yards of offense. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer girls and Traverse City boys teams for winning big city titles at the Pete Moss Cross Country Invitational. Johannesburg Lewiston won the small school title in both boys and girls. Riley Ho of Heartland and Julia Flynn of Traverse City Central won individual titles against loaded big school fields.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the big differences between high school football and the college or pro game is how pass interference is called. In high school, there is no such thing as an uncatchable pass. If there is illegal contact by the defender while the ball is in the air, that's pass interference, no matter where the ball ultimately ends up. Also, in high school, a defender can face guard as long as no contact is made with the receiver. That is not pass interference, even if the defender does not look back for the ball. Both of those interpretations differ from the college and pro game. Both levels have uncatchable exception, and neither allows for face guarding. Keep that in mind the next time you think you've spotted pass interference at the high school level.
Thanks, Sam. If you want to be a referee, just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Road trips in high school typically mean bus rides and maybe a stop for burgers after the game, but not if you attend Beaver Island Community School. Located on Beaver Island, halfway between Petoskey and Manistique in Lake Michigan, athletes there fly to all road games and stay overnight. For example, the volleyball team will fly to a game, play one game that night, stay the night, and play a second game the next day before flying home. It's the same scenario, but in reverse for schools that travel to Beaver Island.
Beaver Island has just under 20 students in 9th through 12th grade, and they participate in soccer, volleyball, and basketball as part of the Northern Lights League. For more on the Lakers and how they navigate playing on an island, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft, that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
GetUp Sales believes that owning a Kubota is more than just an equipment purchase. That's why GetUp Sales works hard with every customer to make sure they're choosing the best Kubota product for the job that needs to be done. Because GetUp Sales has been delivering on the Kubota promise of outstanding customer service, they've been designated as a Kubota Elite Dealer, the highest level of achievement, and the only one in Northern Michigan. Only the top-tier dealers in the country achieve the Kubota Elite Dealership distinction. Kubota Elite Dealers are defined by superior customer service, outstanding sales, and exemplary operational excellence. So when you buy a new Kubota tractor from GetUp Sales, take comfort in knowing you're working with an elite dealer. So says the Kubota Tractor Corporation. GetUp Sales, family owned and operated since 1959. On M68 Lansing, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GetUpSales.com. When you think tractors, think GetUp Sales.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field as we are at halftime, the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. So we're being entertained once again by the Traverse City West Band doing a great job, just like the football team did a great job in that first half. They're up 27-0 over Alpena. Rich, and you have the breakdown of the scoring for us.
I do, Tom. I mean, only one score in that whole first quarter, Michael Skirmerhorn with an 8-yard touchdown run. The kick was good, so the Titans go up 7-0, and that's how the end of the first quarter ended, 7-0 TC West. But, of course, West, as you can tell, rallied for three more scores in that second quarter. And, of course, it started with Michael Schermerhorn in a 12-yard touchdown run. They went for the two-point conversion that time. It was no good. Titans up 13-0. At the next point, it was a 26-yard touchdown pass from Konchak to number 14, Garrett Schuler. And Schuler ran it in for a touchdown for him. Great job by Schuler as the Titans go up. The kick was good. Titans go up 20-0. In the defense, they were a little jealous of the offense, so the defense wanted to get involved in on the scoring. So it was a great 49-yard INT return for a touchdown by Cody Oaks, number 10. The defensive back ran it in for the touchdown. The kick was good. TC West goes up 27-0, and that was the end of the half, 27-0. A few stats. Michael Schermerhorn, he had 10 carries for 82 yards and two touchdowns. And, of course, Brandon Konchak, he kept the ball four times for 15 yards rushing.
As we were at halftime, the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show, we did have some scores from around Northern Michigan. No surprise, Central up 42-0. On Petoskey. A close one going on between Cadillac and Gaylor. I think I reported that Gaylor was up 6-0. It was actually Cadillac up 6-0. Now they're up 13-0 on Gaylor. And Gaylor's got a pretty good football team this year.
They're hanging tough. I was looking at, you know what was really unusual this year? I was checking out some of the conference standings, and they're a 2-2 team, this Gaylor team. But the scoring differential is crazy. They've scored 39 points this year, but given up 96. For a 500 Whoa. Team, that's highly unusual, yep. You know, to have that different scoring difference. They've won close games, but when they've lost, they've gotten blown out. But so good for them, hanging tough with a good Cadillac team.
Indeed. You know, we knew that Alpina's probably overmatched going into this game, and right. I think Coach Vaughn realizes that as he's getting a lot of JV players playing time, but he's also putting his seniors. He's had a couple of different running backs. As Lewandowski's been back there.
Right.
A couple of times, and they, like I said, they dress all the JV, and they put some of those kids in there, which is nice. This is an Alpena team that comes in here on a 12-game losing streak, lost 24 straight to West, but they've been outscored pretty bad, 52-149 this year.
Right.
So they've kind of been overmatched, and West had their way in the first half, and it's nice to see Coach Vaughn getting a lot of those other kids playing. I want to, before the half started, I just wanted to touch base a little bit. We broke the news last week, or it was broken by the Record Eagle, that West and Central are leaving the Big North Conference. So this will be the last time they play Alpena for a long, long time. And I am sure the Wildcats are very happy to wave bye-bye to West in particular,
right.
Since they haven't beaten them. But as we talked last week, and the Record Eagle pointed out that this was like it'll be a more competitive situation for West and Central. But really, what you talked to Coach Sugars for Central, and he said the choice wasn't made by West or Central.
No, it wasn't. That's what we talked to him on our Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show on Saturday mornings on 101.1, and he broke it to JC and I that it was they were asked nicely, politely, to leave the conference. So because they wanted those four teams wanted to divide up and go into the Northern Michigan Football League and start another division there. And so that's what it appears that they're going to do. And so West and Central will be heading down to that Saginaw Valley League. So, yeah, that was Coach Eric Sugars again broke that to us last Saturday morning.
And this is there's some tough teams down in that conference.
Oh,
it will
yeah.
be competitive. The Saginaw Valley Red Division features, which is where Central and West are going to locate,
yeah.
features Midland and Midland Dow, a couple of teams that they've played, and they've always had some good games with Midland.
Yes.
It's also got Bay City Central, Bay City Western. Those teams have, so-so history. But Mount Pleasant is in there, Saginaw High, and Saginaw Heritage.
Right. Yeah, Mount Pleasant's good every year. They've had some good programs the last 10 years. So that probably is the cream of the crop. And again, like you said, Midland and Midland Dow a lot of times have very competitive teams as well.
Well, what's interesting, too, is they'll have two weeks before the conference play starts, to where they can schedule Northern Michigan teams. But I'm wondering just how many Northern Michigan teams are going to be anxious to put them on the schedule.
Exactly. That's exactly right. When you got enrollments of 1,600 and almost 1,500, you're the biggest schools up north here. Yeah, they may find a home down there in that Saginaw Valley League.
And this is a two-year deal, I think they said?
It is a two-year deal initially, yes.
And I don't know how, we'll see if West is going to like this conference. As someone who has lived down in that area for 5 years, the accommodations in the stadiums aren't what they're going to be used to. I mean, we go to Cadillac, that's a great stadium. You go to Petoskey, a great stadium. This, of course, Sterling Field, a great stadium. Some of the facilities aren't the greatest there. It's a little different atmosphere. So we'll see if they like it. I was surprised they didn't seek out one of the Grand Rapids areas. It would be a little closer. But it sounds like they were asked to leave, and so they had to make accommodations quickly.
And we know those Grand Rapids, they take football seriously. They have nice facilities, nice and newer things. They do a good job down on the west side of the state.
Well, that's the big news happened last week, and it'll be interesting at some point to talk to Coach Vaughn about it. You know, in the season, he probably really doesn't want to talk about next year, but it is going to be a fascinating development. So West plays these schools this year, they're looking at maybe the last time for a while playing some of these schools.
You bring up a valid point, Tom.
They play Petoskey next week, which, by the way, we found out that game is moved from Friday to Saturday at 3 o'clock. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back with second half action. We're live at Thurlby Field. West at halftime up 27-0 over Alpena. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether you're toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hi, folks. Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South, across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. Eat SparksBBQ.com.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
We're back at Thurlby Field. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins getting ready for the start of the second half. West up on Alpena 27-0. This is the pink game, as the players have some pink on their shoulder pads and their numbers are in pink, and it looks like all the players have a different name on their back. It looks, I believe, someone in their family or someone they know that's been affected by cancer. Always a good thing. A lot of the schools around here do that for cancer awareness, and they also raise money for different cancer sponsorships around the state, or Northern Michigan, I should say.
Yeah, it's good to get young kids involved in things and realizing doing things bigger than themselves. Tom. And tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Top of Michigan Insurance, giving you a perfect balance of coverage, 8 Michigan locations to better serve you. For customized service, visit TOMIA247.com.
You know, we mentioned that Coach Vaughn is getting a lot of new players in on this game, and we've got a couple of new ones. I don't want to say new players, but they usually don't get the kickoff return. We've got Parker Kirshner is going to be back for the kickoff, along with Aiden Lewandowski for West. As they got the big scoreboard in place, this is actually the first game. It's not running any replays or anything. They had a video that played, but it's really impressive if you haven't seen it yet. And there is Kirshner with a nice return out to the 40, out to the 43-yard line before he's brought down. As he picked the ball off the ground on the bounce and made a nice little return out of it.
Got to love the sophomore with a good return, Tom. Like you said, the Titans are going to start near their own 44-yard line.
As they dominated that first half with 3 offensive touchdowns and an interception return by Cody Oaks, 49 yards. The defense got on the board. Let's see who they're trotting out here for this one. It's number 15. Is he on my sheet? Sorry, we're some JV.
Isaac Kelsey,
that's right. He played quarterback for
a few
plays and scored a touchdown earlier in the year. Koncheck now, straight back to pass. He's looking, no pressure. He fights it downfield. He's got Skirmerhorn open, and he catches it at the 20, still on his feet, gets down to about the 14-yard line.
Wow, what a play. They go for the absolute goal route right out of the gates. First play in the second half, Tom. Started the possession on their own 44-yard line. Now they're deep in the Wildcat territory.
And let me tell you, Brandon Koncheck had all day to throw that football.
He sure did.
Skirmerhorn just went out and just kind of ran a straight down route, and he was open. No, we get a flag after, and it's going to be a penalty on Alpena. Not what they needed.
No.
Ooh, a personal foul.
Like after the play, Tom, so that's going to probably be added.
It'll be half the distance to the goal. So the Titans will have it first and goal at about the 6-yard line after the big reception by Mr. Skirmerhorn. Alpena, like we said, trying to break an 0-for-24 streak against West. Doesn't look very likely at this point. Koncheck now gives the ball off to Skirmerhorn. He's got some running. I don't think that was Skirmerhorn, though. Whoever it was just scored a touchdown. There we go. Can you see the number down there?
Not yet, Tom.
4-yard touchdown. That was you. He had a big hole up on that right side.
He sure did. I think that was number one.
That was Reese Robertson. Well, the way they're congratulating him on the sideline, that is Robertson. Yeah, there's Coach Vaughn got him in a headlock there. So that makes it 33-0. The score by Mr. Robertson, a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point kick is up, end over end, and it is good. And we're now at 34-0 West with 11:33 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break and come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft, that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
We'll
McCrum on the kickoff to Smolinski, and he picks up a couple before he's brought down, and they're going to say it'll be first and 10 Alpena at the 25-yard line of Alpena after the touchdown. 34-0 now, West in the lead. Good to see that, like we said, Coach Vaughn is getting a lot of players in there, and that was Reese Robertson with his first touchdown of the year.
Yeah, that was awesome to see, Tommy. Did a good job reading that hole, cutting it back up to the middle, like you said, punching it into the end zone.
Well, we got some new players on defense here for West as Volz, the quarterback, gives it to the halfback Smolinski, and he is taken down for a loss. All kinds of Titans in on that one.
And that was Tamarin Fox that time, Tom, for the Titans on the tackle.
A lot of the starters out for West at this point. Coach Vaughn getting plenty of playing time for some of his JV players. I want to see if I got some of Tamron Fox, who called TJ, right?
That's TJ. Yeah, he was one of the scout team players of the week, I believe, in the first week of the season.
Second 11 now, Alpena. With the football, back to passes, Volz throws it out in the flat, maybe picks up a couple before he's brought down. That was Colt Gray on the reception, and it's going to bring up a 3rd and 11 now for the Wildcats.
Good job by the defensive back that time by the Titans to hold him for a short gain. And it looked like Reese Robertson, the man that had just scored the touchdown, was the man that brought him down on the tackle.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a whole new defensive line in there for West. And their names are not on the back of their jersey, and these pink numbers are a little difficult to see, so we'll make sure we get the names out there. There's a Volz back to pass, fires up downfield, and it's caught, but short of the first down. That was number 15, Mason Mumford, on the reception, and that's going to be fourth down. I don't know what you do here. Down 34-0, a 4th and 2 for Alpena.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, near their own 35-yard line. Look, you haven't won a game all year. You've lost 24 straight. You got to go for it.
Looks like that's what they're going to do. Volz is also the punter, but he's lining up in the shotgun as if they're going to go for it. Short yardage, 2 yards to go. But West has been notorious on these short yardage plays. And it gives up Smolinski, and he is hit and hit hard, and he didn't get it.
No, he didn't. They were a little off-tackle play on that right side, but I think the Titan defense held strong.
They've been unbelievable on 4th and short this year. They've got a whole bunch of new guys in there, and they still did the job.
Yeah, congratulations to that Titan defense once again, Tom. As Alpena turns it over on downs.
Although, like I said, they do have a lot of new players in there on defense. There was this steady Carson Douglas was in on that tackle with some other players. Anthony Rose checks in now offensively for West. There seems to be some confusion. Both teams are... Man, West is going to be the one calling the timeout, so we'll take a timeout here. A reminder that this is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
And a first place in scrimmage after the timeout. Reese Robertson takes it up the middle and picks up a yard. It'll bring up 2nd and 9 for West. Up 34-0. We've got 8 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the third quarter. We do have a, if they get 35,
It's up by 30 minutes.
Running clock at that point.
Looks like Sam Tokey, the junior center, is in there now snapping the ball, Tom.
Konchak fakes the handoff. He's going to keep the ball and be tackled for a loss behind the line of scrimmage. Smolinski all over him on that one. I'm not sure.
Nice play by Smolinski there. Slow developing play, a little bit of a quarterback draw, but lost some yardage there. It's going to bring up a third and around 11.
Indeed, is Robertson still in the backfield for West. They're going to split out two receivers to the left, one to the right. Konchak back to pass, looking, rolls out in the flat, nothing there. And he's going to be sacked for a loss. And you got all kinds of flags coming out. You might have had a face mask in there.
Yeah, must have. It looked like his helmet got tore off as well, Tom, as a couple of different referees saw that same thing as they threw their flags at the same time.
Yep. And that'll be a big first down for West, if that's indeed what it was. His Konchak's helmet went flying.
Yeah.
And it was unnecessary, too, because you had him for a big loss there, and he wasn't going anywhere.
He wasn't getting away from those two big guys for Alpena, but like you get your hand up inside that face mask, and neither one of them would let go of it, and, man, what a costly penalty for Alpena.
Because it would have brought up fourth down and about 20. Instead, where they're marking it now, Alpena will have third down. They're not going to give him the first down on that one, but it's going to be third and real short. Let's see where they mark it. I'm looking for their little yardstick guy. There he is, 3 yards to go. So it's third down and three now for West. There's Parker Kushner is in motion, lines up over on the right side. Konchak with Robertson in the backfield. Takes a shotgun snap, pitches it to Robertson over on the right side, breaks the tackle, and gets out to about the 25-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. Let's see where they mark it. He's going to be close, but the one marker says fourth down. Oh, there we go. He's going to mark it 2 feet.
Yeah, that's down to 1 foot.
No, he went to 1 yard. There's some handy work down there. So it'll be fourth and one, according to the sticks. So West is going to go for it. As Robertson will be in the backfield. And the players seem confused as they're looking on the sidelines. And Konchak now calling out the signals. Two receivers to his left. And fake to Robertson. Throws over in the flat. He's got a man and a first down. That Kirshner has got some running room and a touchdown. Well, he caught it. One of the Alpena players fell. And he had nothing but green turf in front of him.
Kirshner with a 26-yard touchdown reception from Konchak.
And that's going to make it 40 to nothing on the hookup there. Kirshner is getting some good playing time. Parker, and he scores a big touchdown. Boy, you know, it's great when you can get different players into the game, but it's even better when they can score touchdowns and you have big plays. So a whole team fired up there on the sidelines, bringing the score to 40 to nothing. And it'll be Skirmerhorn on the extra point. They haven't done much as far as a swinging gate here in this one.
No.
Snap is bobbled, and so Konchak's got to pick it up. He's rolling to the end zone, fires, and incomplete. Now, that wasn't a design fake. That was just a bobbled snap.
Nope, that was a fire drill there.
Yes. So it's 40 to nothing. West in the lead. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want, because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at zarembaequipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or pioneerdiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahindra.com for more information.
All right, here we go. After the West touchdown, Skirmerhorn's now back kicking. It's been McCrum the last few times.
Right.
Michael's back in. Alpina sends Smolinski deep. And Skirmerhorn squibs this one down to the 20, and that'll go out of bounds. And it'll be a flag, of course. I wonder if it barely hit
that sideline, Tom. As you notice, it bounced back in bounds and rolled all the way through the end zone down there, but it just barely touched that side marker.
Well, I wonder if maybe that's why they put Skirmerhorn back in to practice the squib kick a little bit. Sometimes you want to get
that ball's
down.
So hard to handle, a football that's odd-shaped like that, and you kick it like that, that knuckleball, it's just almost impossible to pick up after one or two bounces.
And every one of his other kicks have been booming ones toward the end zone, but this one, it seemed on purpose that he was trying to little squib.
You know Coach Vaughn, he's always got thinking a step or two ahead, how he might need Skirmerhorn to do that, to win a game, to get a recovery, whatever. But Coach Vaughn, good at all kinds of thinking through things.
After it went out of bounds, it'll be first and 10, Alpina at the 35-yard line. As West has dominated this football game, you get a running clock now, I believe, after you're up over 35 points, and it is 40-0. As West beat Alpina 49-0 last year, running up the score again this year. Smolinski now with the pitch, and he's driven out of bounds. Well, I tell you what, you hesitate for a second against this West defense, and
they just
good
flow.
Luck.
They flow to the ball, Tom. Even these guys that are getting some playing time now.
Calvin McMichael was one of the guys in on the tackle, the 5'11 junior.
And Jaden Emerson as well, the junior defensive lineman.
So they're going to say he got it to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second 10, Wildcats. Voltsis is... Once he goes back to pass, he's had no time to really throw that ball on most occasions. Been sacked like four times. Fake handoff. He rolls out to his right. Fires out in the flat. And the receiver caught it short of the first down. And a nice leaping catch there by Mason Mumford.
Yeah, Mumford's been his primary target all night long. Good hands right there, like you said, Tom. He was guarded very well by the Titan defender. But it's going to bring him third and short now for the Wildcats.
You know, this Volts has a good arm. He's a good quarterback. He just has no time to throw.
No time at all, yes.
So it's going to be third and three. Here we go. The ball on the 42-yard line of Alpina. The Wildcats have two men in the backfield. Two split out to the right, and the give is to Smolinski, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got anything.
No, I don't think so. He's going to bring up a fourth and short here, Tom.
Again, a wall of Titans in there on that tackle.
It's going to be fourth and a long one. Almost 2 yards to go, Tom.
Trying to give credit who was in on the tackle. That was 33.
Yeah, Sulfordine.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Fourth and two. Bolts in the shotgun. He'll have two receivers to his left, tight end to his right, and he's going to fake the handoff. He's got a man open. He catches it. He's hitting the ball on the ground. That's either incomplete or a fumble, and they're going to say incomplete. Well, he had his man, but as soon as he got hit,
separated
ball comes out
from the ball. Great defensive back play that time.
You want to hit right where the football is, and that's what he did, and that's going to bring up first and 10 West.
So once again, this defense stands tall, Tom. We've seen it all year long. It happens with great regularity, not just tonight, all season.
No, and in some of the closer matchups against Midland, they made a bunch of fourth down stops against
in
Cadillac.
In the second half? Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to... A couple of personnel changes as well for West. Aiden Totten's here, and now you get another timeout. It'll be West. They're trying to get different players in here, and with that running clock, they want to get them in, and they're having little confusion. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. More high school football here on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
And here we go after the timeout. It'll be first and 10 West. Well, I think we got a new quarterback in here for Wes. It's a quick handoff up the middle to Robertson. He's got a pretty nice gain, about 4 or 5 yards. Bring up second down.
That's right. Isaac Kelsey in there now. Now the junior varsity quarterback. He's gotten some intermittent playing time at the QB position. Played a little wide receiver here earlier in this game. But hey.
You saw him catch or run for 26 yards, a touchdown against Grand Haven.
Right. Valuable reps here.
That's the future we're looking
at. It is, absolutely.
Isaac Kelsey now, and he's going to keep the ball. Tugged it away from the running back. He's going to pick up a couple yards. They'll be third and about five.
There was Velcro. There was Reese Robertson had a bunch of Velcro on him that time, Tom.
The idea is to hold the ball until you think, and he pulled it in, but Robertson didn't want to give the ball back. I don't blame him.
Right.
Neither one of these two guys carry the ball much, and they both wanted the football.
Yeah. Reese, he's got his name in the paper with that touchdown run, though, so that's good.
So it'll be a third and seven. Isaac Kelsey now is going to roll out to his left and brought down a shoulder tackle there by big number 20, Cameron Stevens for Alpena. Nothing doing there for West.
Yeah.
Going to bring up fourth and 10.
Kelsey tried that stiff arm, and it didn't quite work. He tried to fend him off as long as he can. It's going to bring up fourth and long for the Titans here.
It was a rollout to the left that was slow developing, and Alpena was all over that one. So we'll see what they do here. Robertson will be in the backfield with Kelsey. Still looking at the sidelines for the signals. Fourth and 10 as they're going for it. The ball on the Alpena 43. Back to pack is Kelsey. Fires downfield. He's got a man wide open. Oh, just off his fingertips. Oh, boy. That was a nice pass by Kelsey, but it would have had to been a heck of a kick. I think it was Shuler out there.
Actually, I think it was Aiden Tiernan that time, 24. Totten. Aiden Totten that time, Tom.
He was wide open.
He was, yeah.
It's easy to say, well, the ball was on his fingertips, but he was stretching out there in a full gallop.
Absolutely.
It would have been a tough catch. So, either way, Alpena's football. The clock continues to run here. The running clock with a minute 35 left to go here in the third quarter. Volts fires over the middle, close to a first down after the reception. At 45 is Colt Gray, and you were saying that what stops the clock here with the running clock?
A timeout, injury, nuclear holocaust.
And a nuclear holocaust,
right.
Okay.
Hopefully the third one
doesn't happen.
Cam Oliver in on the tackle for the Titans that time, Tom. He's a senior, doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, but hey, in on that tackle that time, stopping him from his first down.
So Alpena with the ball on the 48, I believe it's only the second time they've been in West territory, and they're going to get a first down there. Smolinski with a nice runoff tackle. It'll be first down at the 41-yard line of West. As Alpena still playing with their starters, West has got most of them on the bench as they're shuffling guys in and out.
Sulfurdine back in as well along that linebacker position.
30 seconds left. See if Alpena gets off a play here. They break the huddle. I got one receiver split way wide.
Sure do.
To the left. He's about as far as you can get. It'll be a bomb just to throw it out in the flat. Smolinski with the carry off tackle, and he's brought down after maybe a 3-yard pickup. So it'll bring out second and call it 8, and that's probably going to be the last play of the third quarter as this clock continues to run, and it will be. So we'll take a timeout here. Come back with fourth quarter action. West up 40-0. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft at Spark Barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
All right, we're getting ready to start the fourth quarter as Alpena on the march here. They got a second and eight, the ball on the 40-yard line of West. They've only threatened once here in this game. There's Bolts, fires over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and it'll be a first down for Alpena. 40 to nothing, West in the lead. They've got most of their starters on the bench here as they're getting a lot of the JV players and a lot of guys that don't normally get a lot of playing time in.
I've got some total yardage stats here, Tom. After three quarters of play, TC West 269 total yards, Alpena 123.
Alpena mounting has been their best drive, and throw off in the flat and caught for about a five-yard gain. You know, this Volts has got a pretty darn good arm. And
he does.
He's a quarterback, so like I say, he's got no time to throw back there, but he does now. Is the pressure not quite as relentless with some of these other players in for West.
Aiden Totten really defended well that time. Good throw, good catch, and good defense that time all the way around by all the players.
So second and five. Alpena at one point did have the ball inside the 25 in the first half and then kind of proceeded to go backwards. And Al Volz is going to give it to his fullback. He's got some running room and a big hole, and he'll have a first down. That is number 12, Nicholas Geister. And he had some running room. So, again, Alpena threatening. They've got the ball on the 19 of West.
Having some success running the ball right now. Matt Zutendam did check in for the Titans, Tom.
Do you send your starters back in if you're Coach Vaughn or just ride it out with the kids that you got out there?
I think you're right. Emerson also checked in for the Titans. We'll see. I think you give the kids that as much playing time as possible.
So with 10-19 left, Volts takes the snap, and again, as he gives to Geister, this time not quite as big a hole, but he did pick up a couple yards.
You know, these kids, I mean, remember, these kids go to practice every single day, you know, working hard, don't get all the glory of the starters, the kids that score touchdowns, a lot of things like that. So this is big for them, I think, for sure. And a lot of them are juniors and underclassmen, so it's very valuable playing time right now.
They're sending two or three new ones in, looks like, every play.
Right.
They're rotating. It's second and eight. Ball on the 17-yard line of West. Now there's a pitch to Smolinski. He's got some running room outside. Breaks one tackle and gets brought down, lassoed at about the 11-yard line.
Nice play by the Wildcats that time.
Yep. A nice pitch, and I want to give credit to who. That was Robertson who lassoed him down on the 11. It's going to be short of the first down. It'll be third and two now with the ball on the 11-yard line of West. 40 to nothing. The Titans comfortably in the lead. The only thing in question now is whether they'll hang on to the shutout. We'll see second and or third and two.
And the running clock.
And the running clock, of course, now with 9:04 left in the fourth quarter. Ooh, somebody jumped offside. It looked like a West player, and that's going to give Alpena a first down if it is indeed against the Titans.
Gave him the old hard count, Tom.
Yep. And we've got some players that haven't played at the varsity level in a while.
Anxious.
Sometimes they're anxious to get back there and get that sack. So it's like Rudy.
First and goal. It is a Rudy story
like
out there.
Like Rudy, you want to get back there and make that sack.
Do you want to start the Rudy chant? Or
Let's
shall
see.
I?
Yeah. Let's get it going. Do you think Vaughn will put him in?
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. I've been waiting for this my whole life. All right, here we go. First down on the 6-yard line for Alpena. Volts now.
Oh,
the ball's on the ground. Still digging around, and I think West has it. They're pointing like they do. And they do. West has recovered the fumble.
Sulferdine, I believe.
Sulferdine.
It is.
Recovered the fumble, and he's getting mobbed on the sidelines as the keep the shutout intact.
Inside the 10-yard line, Tom, Alpena's marching down the field. They fumble the ball, and Sulferdine with a big fumble recovery.
I don't know. That is number that was Sulferdine, the junior.
Right.
I don't know who made the hit on the fumble.
I don't.
But it was Sauferdine that made the recovery, and now West will have it first and 10 with 7:56 to go and a running clock here in the fourth quarter. And we'll have Isaac
Kelsey still in there at quarterback.
He takes the shotgun snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to go over on the left side, and he gets a few yards, gets him out of a little danger there as he gets it across the 10-yard line, so it'll be second and eight.
Give yourself just a little more breathing room.
Yep. That little run option that they do. I want to see if Robertson is still back there. I know that Kelsey's still the quarterback. And we got someone new in the backfield, but I can't see his number. It's a little bit in the shadow. Oh, high snap, but Kelsey comes down with it. There's the pitch to the running back. He cuts outside, still on his feet. Look at that. These two or three guys to bring him down. He only picked up a couple yards, but still an impressive running.
Keeping the feet turning.
Yep. Now, see, I'm waiting for the PA announcer to announce his name, and he hasn't done it either. So I don't feel bad. I didn't. It looks like it's 30-something that caught 32, but that would be Luke Miller. But I have no 48 on my roster, so that's not good. Either way, we know Kelsey's back at quarterback. He takes the snap, and there's a little mix-up on the exchange, and he keeps the ball. He's got some running room. Outside, he'll have a first down. He's at the 20 and gets forward to the 22-yard line. Well, a completely busted play. Kelsey made some magic.
Isaac Kelsey, you see his athleticism there, why he's the quarterback on the junior varsity team, Tom, because that was a busted play up towards the middle of the field. He busted around the left side and picked up a huge first down now at their own 28-yard line.
Well, he went to hand off, and the running back ran into him, and so then he just tried to make something out of it, and indeed he did with the first down.
Reese Robertson is back there in the backfield now, number one.
5:51 left to go in the first quarter. 40-0. West comfortably in the lead. Oh, you're going to get somebody jumping here for West. Like Anthony Rose was the first one that moved, maybe a couple of guys. So that'll bring up first and 15. Penalties stop the clock, too.
Ooh. Whoa.
So we got.
You see, I didn't know that.
On a running clock, you have penalties, injuries, timeouts, and what you say, a nuclear holocaust.
Right.
It's the only things that can stop it.
Now that the ball should move that way, it's moving now.
Yep. Okay. Robertson in the backfield with Kelsey. Well, Kelsey is, there's nobody back there for quarterback. So they're going to get a timeout here. That's usually a necessary thing.
You need one of those.
So, all right, well, we'll take a break here. You're listening to High School Sports on Q100.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100,
a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
All right, after the penalty, it'll be first and 15, Traverse City West. We send a man in motion. Robert's in the backfield, and he's going to get the handoff off the right tackle. He's met and hit after maybe a one-yard gain. Rich, I made the mistake of taking one of your gummies here, and I'm still chewing it because we're trying to call the action.
It is number 24 for Alpena, and on that tackle, Christian Wicklund did a great job with the solo tackle in the middle of the field.
Someone new lining up in the backfield
long
with Kelsey. We have had at least five or six different running backs for West tonight. As Kelsey rolls out to his right, he's under some pressure. He's going to tuck it in and run, and he breaks a tackle, gets out to about the 31-yard line before he's brought down. It'll be third and about eight.
What I like about Kelsey there, he was looking downfield the whole time trying to throw it, and that's a hard. He's a lefty. It's hard for him to throw against his body like that.
And you're going to get a flag way back where the quarterback was. So it could be holding, and it is. So a nice gainer by Kelsey is wiped out because of the penalty.
All for naught.
Indeed. It's got to be a little confusing because you're going to have different combos of players coming in and
absolutely.
Out as you substitute
and
quickly.
And the cadence, not all of these players have worked together throughout the week to practice that stuff, and every quarterback has a different cadence. So, yeah, you can see that there would be a lot of penalties in a situation like this.
There's been some confusion and timeouts because of it, but then on the plus side, Vaughn has made sure a lot of kids have played here tonight because West is up 40-0. Kelsey now with the pitch outside to Robertson. Robertson breaks the tackle, still on his feet. Look at him go. He's going to be close to that first down, short by a couple of yards, but he made a nice gainer on a little pitch off to the right.
Yeah, great play.
Got another flag come in, though, late.
And it's another yellow one, too, Tom.
Oh, man. The yellow ones have been bad for
West
tonight.
They have been, yeah.
Pink one's not so bad. West is walking backwards, so. And now he's sending the first team back on.
Yes.
That was two big gainers that were wiped out because of penalties, and Coach Swan has said, okay, I'm going to put you out there, but you're not going to be making mistakes.
And we're going to, we want to keep that clock moving with this 40-0 lead, 4:29 to go in this game, and pick up a first down or two, and let's everybody stay healthy, and let's go home.
It would have been 3rd and 2 with the ball all the way out close to the 36. Instead, they've got it now on the 6-yard line as the starters come back in. Konchak at quarterback. No, Robertson's still back there in the backfield for West as Konchak goes straight back to pass. He's got plenty of time. Fires down. He's got Gaston open. He catches it at the 30 and brought down right away. He's going to be short of the first down, but now they got big chunky yardage back.
That's right, Tom. Again, it's going to be a 3rd down now. And much more manageable.
Now the starters are coming back out. They came in and got a nice pickup, and now here comes the rest of the team. You're going to get Kelsey back at quarterback. Well, I guess he just wanted to make a point.
He wanted a little breathing room. He was getting too close to his own end zone there. Just wanted a little space to maneuver.
Be back at quarterback, 3rd and 8. And this time he gets up to the running back, Robertson, who picks up a couple. He's going to bring 4th down up in about 5.
Alpena's still hitting.
Yeah, they are. They want the ball back to see if they can score here, and it looks like the punting unit is coming on for West. I think that's the first time tonight.
Or is that the first unit?
We don't know. If it is a punt, it'll be the first time, I believe,
that's
that they punted tonight.
Yeah.
But Kelsey's staying out there. Now Skirmerhorn.
Skirmerhorn's back there, yeah.
Now they're going to send the punter back.
They are, yep.
Kyle McCrum will be back there.
They did do the fake punt that one time, remember?
That's true. For big yardage early in that first half. And McCrum is going to kick this one. He boots it. Nice one. It's going to take a hop at the 40-yard line, still bouncing around. And West will down it at the 37. So Alpena, this will be their last chance to try and put something on the board. 2:43 left to go and a running clock.
Even change of possession, it still runs through that.
West getting set to run the record to 4-1.
Trying to maintain this shutout. The only suspense left here.
That is just about it. And most of the starters are out on defense, so you've got the backup unit here trying to maintain this shutout with 2:16 left to go. The ball on the 37-yard line of Alpena. Volts, who's the starter for Alpena, still in it. He's under all kinds of pressure, but he breaks the tackle, fires downfield. He's got a man down there and through his fingertips. Would have been a good catch by Colt Gray, but it went through his fingertips and out of bounds. It'll be 2nd down. Volts got hit on that one. He was under pressure.
He did, absolutely. I was surprised he got away from the first guy that hit him. But it is an Alpena timeout.
Oh, he's holding his shoulder, too, his throwing shoulder. And that might be it for Mr. Volts. We'll see what they say here in the timeout. As he looks shaken up. But I don't know. Oh, well, we just got 2 minutes left after the timeout. It's 40-0 West. It's dominated this game, which we kind of figured they would.
We do. No? We have to thank part of our sponsors as well as Grand Traverse Undercoating, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, protecting one of your more valuable possessions, your vehicle. Check them out at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Also, a reminder to stick with us after this one. Hopefully, we'll talk with Coach Vaughn and a couple of the players. And we'll have our Jimmy Johns Player of the Game and our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game.
Sounds good.
It should be good as West. By the way, we're getting scores in 49-0 Central over Petoskey. So, in a sense, the battle for second place in the Big North Conference.
Right.
And West has kind of a grip on that right now with wins over Cadillac and about to run a victory here against Alpena with their game next week against Petoskey. Originally scheduled for Friday. Now it looks like it's been rescheduled for Saturday, 3 o'clock, because of some kind of referee snafu.
Mm. I'm a personal favorite of the Friday night games myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Volts is going to stay in after that hit. And so he'll take the shotgun snap, and he gives it to the up man, and he gets maybe a yard as West all over that. Big number 33. Boy, this Soferdeen's had a nice game tonight.
He has. He's done a nice job, for sure.
He's been in a lot of tackles. He recovered a fumble. And he's been playing most of the night now. It's going to be 3rd and 9 for Alpena. The only thing left, the only drama left in this one is whether the Wildcats will get on the board. And they got to hurry up with the running clock. A minute 33 left to go. They got the ball on their own 39 on 3rd and 9.
Number 32, Luke Miller, was in on that last play as well, Tom.
And a quick give to, that was Budnick. And Budnick is brought down. I don't know that he got a yard on that one. That was, I think that's a new player in there on the tackle. I'm trying to get the number here.
Clock continues to run, Tom. Going to be under a minute to play in this ball game when the ball is snapped. Titans up 40-0.
4th and 8 is Alpena's in no hurry. And now they're going to get a timeout. So here we go. We'll take a timeout here. You are listening to High School Football on Q100.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today, or visit TOMIA247.com/business.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With 4 clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube, for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
All right, here we go, the 4th down play. Bolts back to pass, fires in the flat, and it's tipped and incomplete. It'll be West football, and that should preserve the shutout.
Yep, that's a change of downs. It does not stop the clock, Tom, so by the time the Titans get out there on the field, should be under the 25-second clock if they do have to have one snap left where they go into victory formation.
Connor Kinsey in on the pressure.
Don't
for
need
that
to
one.
Do any of that now.
I want to give credit to Mr. Kinsey, who was in on that pressure.
Right.
Volts did not have a lot of time to throw that football. And that should be it. West now, everybody's starting to shake hands, even though there's 10 seconds left. Clock continues to run here on the pink game as West dominates. Shuts out Alpena 40-0 for the 25th straight win against the Wildcats. Maybe the last time they're going to play in a while, as the celebration has begun here on the west sideline. And why don't we take a break here? We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here. Hopefully get a chance to talk to Coach Vaughn and give you some scores from some of the other games. You are listening to High School.